And then you don't put your eggs in your frying, in your iron skillet without grease, do you?
No, I just use the fried bacon and then put my eggs in.
Well, then do they stick with the...
They don't stick.
But in the Teflon, if you have grease?
Sometimes.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
I know they will in aluminum. What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil your clothes?
That's a black pot.
A black pot. All right. Anything else?
It's a cast iron pot.
Cast iron.
My brother cooks Brunswick stew in it, you know.
Brunswick stew?
And also he makes hominy in it. Uses oak ashes.
How do you make hominy?
Take oak ashes and put them in a couple of flour sacks or salt sacks and put it in a pot of water and boil it. And then you strain it. And then you put it back in the pot and drop the corn in it. And it's lye-like substance in the ashes that causes a husk to come off the corn. And it gives it that good flavor. And then after it boils up good, you take it out and wash it several times.
The hominy.
The hominy. Uh-huh. And then it's white.
Well,
it's
is not hominy originally from corn? Is that what it is? It's a corn kernel?
It's corn.
Is it?
Whole corn kernels.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Gee, that's
And then you season it with bacon, and sometimes you can put butter or either cracklings in it and just cook it. Cook it a long time.
I like it with butter. I don't think I've ever had it with bacon. Is it good seasoned with bacon?
Put bacon in, and then you can chop up strips of bacon and fry that out and put it over in there.
Mm-hmm.
Have the meat.
Well, now, do you, what do you do to those hominy kernels that make them into the little, like, grits?
They have to grind that up with the raw corn.
They do. I used to have, when I was young, the big hominy kernels, and I liked them.
Mm-hmm.
But I never had the grits. We never had that much at home. But now, we both like it. Bill wouldn't eat them at one time, but now he's gotten so he eats. Of course, in some places, whenever you order breakfast now, they serve you. Or dinner, sometimes also. All right, what would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep it in the house?
Flower pot.
Anything
flower
else?
Flower container.
All right, would you call it anything else?
No.
What do you call containers in which you put your cut flowers?
A vase.
What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for dinner?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
All right. If you had served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak what by the plate?
Steak knives.
All right. If the dishes were all dirty, you say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must...
Wash the dishes.
After she washes the dishes, then she...
Dries the dishes.
What does she do to them in clear water?
Rinse them.
All right, what do you call that cloth or rag you use in washing dishes?
Drying cloth.
In washing dishes.
Oh, in washing dishes, a washcloth.
Washcloth.
Or dishcloth.
Dishcloth or...
A dish rag.
Dish rag. What do you call that cloth or rag that you use in drying dishes? You've already told me that. Anything other than drying cloth?
A dish rag.
Dish rag or...
Dish towel.
Dish towel.
Because I use terry towels to dry dishes.
I do too. You ever call it a tea towel?
Well, I have some tea towels that I use for dishcloth sometimes.
What is the difference between a tea towel and a dish towel?
I think the tea towel is it that it's not terry, you know, and maybe just cotton.
Or linen.
Or linen.
What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
A washcloth. A wash rag.
All right. After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe or the kitchen sink?
You turn the faucet or spigot.
All right. It was so cold last night that our water pipes...
Froze.
Are... If they froze, then they might...
Bursted.
Burst. If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
Pop. Or burst.
Or burst. People used to buy flour in a...
Sack.
What else?
Cloth sack and a bag.
And
a paper bag or cloth bag, either one.
A long time ago, if they bought a whole lot of, what would they buy it in?
A barrel.
All right.
Oh, that's been a long time ago.